Insights.
Hello and welcome to our weekly program, Insights. I'm your host, Rajesh Lake. Today we are focusing on a transformative initiative in India's education landscape, PM eVidya, empowering every learner everywhere. In a country as vast and diverse as ours, the big question is, can technology truly bridge the learning gap between urban and rural, rich and poor, connected and unconnected? To help us unpack this, we have with us Professor Sushma Yadav, noted educationist and former member of the University Grants Commission. Professor Yadav, thank you for joining us on Insights.
Good evening and thank you very much.
Professor, at a structural level, what problem in India's school and higher education system is PM eVidya fundamentally trying to solve, and how well is the scheme designed to address it?
The scheme, in fact, was launched during the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic, you very well know, all the audience also know, that it was a difficult period for the entire education system, India and abroad, everywhere. So it was launched initially on 17th May 2020, which was almost amid the COVID-19 lockdown and, aftermath of that, so that the education could continue and learning could also continue through television, through radio, through online platforms, etc., etc. Then it was formalized. It was, in fact, a response to COVID-19, but then it was subsequently formalized and renamed under the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan on August 7, 2020, integrating existing digital assets into a unified framework. Not that it was completely new, but it was launched as a new mix of many initiatives which had been taken by the Government of India during this period. And now it comes as a key component. Diksha is part of it. But let me give you the background as you asked me. Education and dissemination of knowledge is important for knowledge economy, for industry, for, becoming a major world economy or world power. And it also plays a very important role in shaping the intellectual and social foundations of students and future generation, of course, preparing them to contribute meaningfully to a rapidly changing world and a more and more global world. This was recognized by NEP 2020. And therefore, the government, tried to articulate a vision through NEP 2020, which was technology-based and heritage-based. It tried to combine both. And I think it was a very good mix for the future generation or the younger generation. And it also wanted to ensure equitable access to quality education and also to promote holistic and multidisciplinary learning, which was not there before. Okay. And how it would do that? Because you could have a traditional course in one of your regular institutions, and you could also have an additional, maybe technology course or a course of your choice. It could be language course, it could be a course on finance, etc., etc., through online platform or through an online offered course. So it was basically to foster creativity and multidisciplinarity in learning, and also leveraging technology to improving teaching and learning outcome.
PM eVidya rests on a multi-mode, multi-platform approach, as yourself said.
Yes.
Diksha, Swayam, One Class, One Channel, True. Radio, podcasts. In your assessment, which of these have actually worked on the ground and which remains underutilized?
India has 24.8 crore school-going children and 4.33 crore students enrolled in higher education, and which still doesn't cover all the population of children and, higher education students. And the challenges are that they have to have maybe multiple roles. So this PM eVidya was launched, as you said, Diksha, then Swayam, then Swayam Prabha, then Navsathi also, that is the latest, which is launched by the Ministry of Education in collaboration with Indian Institute of Technology, Kanpur, which is a portal dedicated exclusively for higher education and entrance examinations via website, and 7DTH Swayam Prabha channels. I would say that Swayam and Swayam Prabha have in fact been utilized by students all across MOOC platform is India's indigenous platform, and SWAM and SWAM Prabha have been in fact operating on that, and therefore they have reached a wide number of students, a wide number of younger generation or portions of population, as we say. And beautifully, the PM eVidya comprises six key pillars. You also named them. SWAM is study webs of active learning for young aspiring minds, then SWAM Prabha, then digital infrastructure for knowledge sharing, which, you know, takes them all together, Diksha. And we've also used extensively the radio, community radio and podcasts. And there are also, I must mention that, special e-content for the children with special needs, and also online coaching for competitive exams. Now, you understand how many students go for these competitive exams. So the online coaching is really, really very useful for them. And even the special e-content for the children with special needs. But the radio, use of radio, community radio and podcasts. As we see now, the younger generation is very friendly with these all various digital platforms also and digital means also. They are really being utilized by a larger number, much more I would say in cities, but I think in far off villages also, since the mobiles are now becoming more and more popular, more and more available also, they are being utilized by our students. The essential requirement for this is, of course, availability of, at times, these means, but at times your own curiosity and your will to learn. So those who have the will to learn, I think number of very good courses are available there. IIT professors, Institute of Sciences professors. So these professors are at times offering free courses and online courses, which are available to students. Earlier, you know, in our generation, we couldn't have dreamt of it. We couldn't have thought of it. But now it is available, and it is surely changing the world and face of higher education.
Okay. Professor Yadav, now let's talk about the quality of content. How robust are the mechanisms for designing, curating, and periodically updating eVidya content, especially for regional languages and context-specific learning?
Thanks for asking this, because this is important, because quality and quantity usually don't coincide anywhere in the world for that matter, but we are trying to do that. And you know, we have by January 2026, there are more than 4,000, to be exact 4,400 unique courses developed by SWAM by 10 national coordinators, namely NPTEL, UGC, AICT, CEC, IGNOU, IMB, NITER, INI, NCRT and NIOS. We all know they are very, very premier national institutions or agencies, as we can say it. I've been myself very closely associated with two of them, the UGC and the IGNOU, even the CEC for that matter. And I can say that they've been very, very robust systems and processes at IGNOU. You know, there is a whole process which starts from the conception of a course or conception of a capsule or module of study, and then it is discussed threadbare in the schools first, then their academic committee, then their academic council, and then they were selecting the best of experts in those fields who would come, who would write, who would even record their lectures. So I think there's a very robust system of checking the content and preparing it well. Similarly, UGC, it advertised for these SWAM courses on SWAM MOOCs. We did try to encourage as many as good universities and institutions. And of course, I only have one complaint, that the senior people like us, who were not very, very friendly with technology, at times were left behind or at times lagged behind. But that was filled up by the enthusiasm of the younger faculty colleagues and the younger universities. But there was a practice of checking them, because there was an expert committee which would look at their infrastructure, look at their content, and then look at their style. Then only they would be given the go-ahead for preparing the MOOCs. And later on also, they were checked by expert committee. So I can say that whatever has come out in public domain from these 10 coordinators usually is a very good quality content.
Professor Yadav, what is important all this is the teachers. And they are the central to the success of any edutech push. So are teachers being adequately trained and supported to meaningfully use Diksha, Swayam and TV channels rather than treating them as add-ons?
I think now they are not mere add-ons. They are part of, you know, process of learning and teaching. Therefore, for the younger generation or the new entrants into the system, even we have had exposures, but the younger faculty members, they themselves are very close to this technology and they like it also.
Okay.
You can look at the kind of, you know, podcasts you can find on the web from so many younger faculty members. Universities and colleges are encouraging them. We are giving them training specially. UGC is also training such individuals who would like to offer courses. And if you look at the IIMs and IIT professors, they are surely best trained for these kinds of, you know, lectures. So I would say it's picking up.
Okay.
And not that we have already reached the peak, I won't say that.
Okay.
But we surely are marching ahead with a good speed and with a very good intent and content.
Okay. So in remote and tribal areas where electricity and internet connectivity are still unreliable, what realistic pathways do you see for PME with there to reach every learner everywhere and not just remain an aspiration?
I agree. I think we will have to extensively use again the radio and televisions, and especially the television platforms where you don't need net. And of course, we'll have to spread the net or make it available to all places or even the remote areas, which surely will take time. But till then, the community radios, the radios and the television, I think, is a good platform and there are very good content there available.
I agree with you.
Able to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, that can be the only way.
Okay. Learning is not only about content delivery, Professor Yadav, but also about assessment and feedback. How effectively is PME Vidya integrating diagnostic tests, continuous assessment and learning analytics to track real learning outcomes?
We usually, whenever we approve online courses or distance courses, you know, both come into this, we usually look at their interactive modules, how they will interact with the students or learners, and we also look how they assess the learners. So UGC watches it, the rest of the partners and coordinators watch it, and then only we approve their courses or the programs. And especially the Sathi, you know, that part of Diksha, which is basically to assess and make it available to all the various institutions, how to assess these learners who are distance learners or online learners. They have their own quizzes, self-assessment tests, and then exams.
Okay.
So we usually focus on these as important parts of their courses, whether they are MOOC courses or their online courses.
Okay. Professor Yadav, from a governance and coordination perspective, how well are different stakeholders, NCERT, states, schools, higher education institution and private edtech players aligned under the PME Vidya umbrella?
It's a very recent initiative, but more than 2 crore registered users are there as of now, 2026. So which means there are number of takers. And the way UGC and other partners are making it now as integrated part of NEP implementation and integrated part of your higher learning or learning anywhere and everywhere, most of the institutions are getting into it. We promote through NAC assessment also, through NIRF assessment also, and other rankings. How many MOOCs are being offered, how many MOOCs are incorporated or integrated into your modules, and how many of them are being taken by the students.
Okay.
So I think it's a continuous enhancing process, a continuous process of enrichment also, and I think a continuous process of more and more coming into it. I see in future more colleges and more universities and more institutions becoming part of this wide web, as it is called the PME Vidya.
Okay, Professor Yadav, thank you for sharing your insights on how PME Vidya can move from a digital promise to real learning on the ground. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Insights.